Why is Lake Chad so important? Because what's happening in the lake, the shrinkage of the lake, and the impact on the livelihood of the area of Lake Chad, and the significant impact on the 30 million people living in that part and suffering because of the shortage or the shrinkage of the lake. That's why it's important, actually.
Tell us some of the effects of the shrinkage. How is it affecting those people's lives?
First, the shrinkage is 90%. So we are talking about an area of almost 25,000 square kilometers in the 60s. And now we're talking about area of less than 2,000. You can imagine 90% decrease in the amount of water available for drinking, for agriculture, for animal. So from that point, you can tell exactly how would be the effect, especially that this is an agriculture area. We're talking about food security issue, and then we're talking about also availability of water for drinking. So it's a matter of life in that part of the world.
The FAO says besides the degradation of pasture lands, that there's been about a 60% decline in the fish population.
That's true, because when I said agriculture, it doesn't mean only crops. It also means fishing. It also means, as you said, the pasture lands for animals, and it means also crops for the survival of people themselves.
What are the main reasons for the receding lake?
Some believe that it is a natural cycle. Others, they say it's a matter of the impact of the climate change, the climatic variability, the drought in the region. And third is the local use, the local factor, where the competition on water is becoming larger, especially because of the shrinking. So one could not attribute to one factor, but to several factors, as we just said. And not to forget that we have another factor is the management, the policy in managing the water resources in the basin. So these are the different causes reported.
So what can be done to save the lake?
It's twofold, actually. FAO started this awareness campaign since, let's say, we had a regional conference, ministerial conference in Sirte in Libya, where we had a round table on saving Lake Chad. Another one we had recently in Stockholm on Lake Chad. And now we are here. We took the conclusions of each part. Some technical solutions like the recharge of aquifer. By doing such, you are lessening the evaporation. Another one, let's say the scaling up of conservation of irrigation practices. A third one talking about the, say, climate change predictability system to be in place. And top on all of these, there was the proposal to transfer water from the Ubangi River to the lake. So the last one, the proposal of the transfer, that was endorsed by the heads of state of the countries in the basin, and now is going through the feasibility study process before answering the question on the viability of such a solution.